So tell me more about school then. So you wouldn't have gone home for lunch. That probably would have been too long of a walk.
In the winter, it took my lunch. But sometimes we used to go down the railroad track to lunch at noontime. I can remember running sometimes all the way down the track to go home, especially if my mother was going to have something special or somebody was at our house visiting. I would run home at noontime.
Because you knew there was going to be a good lunch, sir. Now, what about Old Yeller you mentioned before? What building was Old Yeller that you said you went to third and fourth grade in?
Old what?
Old Yeller, I think. Is that what you called it? What did you call the school that where you went?
Old Yeller. Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know
who started that.
Which building was that?
Yeah. Our school's always been yellow color.
So you're talking about the school that's now the Helen Day?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's always been yellow.
It's very white now. Okay.
Yeah.
So do you have any memories of that school then?
Well, I remember how cold it was sometimes in the winter because, of course, we didn't have oil heat then. And sometimes we'd walk way up from the Laura Village and go to school and couldn't get in, the door was locked, and he wouldn't let us in till he knew whether school was going to keep or not. And
who was he, the principal?
The caretaker. Back those years, it was Howard Smith. He was the caretaker there and everything. But, and they wouldn't let us in anyway till 8 o'clock. But some of us would get there a little before 8 o'clock, and especially where we all walked from the Laura Village, now like way down to Moody's, those Moody kids walked. They never rode on the bus, and Merton Pike didn't ride on the bus. Sometimes later years, I guess, he rode his bicycle. Yeah.
When you say the Moody kids, who were the Moody kids?
Well, they live... Let's see. Everything's changed down through there. Let's see. How can I tell you?
By
the Moody place, you know where they've moved from the electric office on the opposite side of the road, just by there a little bit? Well, the Moody place sits right back there, and they've got a lot of stuff in there, something going on there all the time. I don't know what's on the sign, there's so many things.
Huh, oh, okay.
And the barn was across the road from there, still is, that's a building across from the road. And they had a little girl that was an awful sad thing when we kids were growing up. That little girl got killed crossing the road there.
Hit by a car.
And here we didn't have many cars, but the one car that happened to come along got her. Mm. It was sad.
Oh,